Blog Talk Radio.
Before to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm. You got the song here, baby. You got the music. I'm waiting on. Let me see my phone. I'll get back to the show. Give it to me. Give me my phone, baby. I said I'd get back to you. Yeah? There you go. You don't have to worry. You don't need to be okay. Joseph comes in the morning. Troubles they don't last always. For there's a friend named Jesus, who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in. No matter what may come around, my life is in your hands. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Your voice comes in the morning. Trouble they don't last always. For there's a friend named Jesus, he will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your eyes and say, I know that I can make it. I know that I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. I'm going to say that one more time. One more time. One more time. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Yeah, hear me out there. Joy comes in the morning. Oh, remember troubles don't last always. But there's a friend named Jesus. He will wipe your tears away. Can anybody be a witness out there? And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can make it. I know where I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. So when your tests and trials, they seem to get you down, and all your friends and loved ones, they are nowhere to be found. Remember that supreme name, Jesus, who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, come on, say it with me. Oh, I know that I can make it. Hallelujah. I know that I can say. Come on, one more time. I know that I can make it. I know that I can say. Oh, we're going to say that one more time. One more time that we need it. I know that I can make it. Hallelujah. I know that I can say. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your
hands. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Amen, amen. Good evening, good evening. Amen. First time callers, amen, amen. We'll welcome you, invite you. Come on in. Amen. And partake, amen, amen. Come on in. Amen, amen. We welcome you. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministries is reaching out. Mm-hmm. Reaching out, amen, amen, to the lost, mm-hmm. to the outcast, mm-hmm. Hurting, lonely, amen, amen. Reaching out, oppressed, depressed, etc. Whatever the situation is, amen, amen. Just Show Up Outreach Ministry is reaching out. Amen, as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman. Amen, amen. Jesus, knowing her condition. Amen, John chapter 4. When you get an opportunity, read John chapter 4 and be blessed. Amen, amen. How he came, oh man, amen. Just showed up. Hallelujah, he just showed up. He could have went another way. Amen, but he said it. He must go through Samaria. He just showed up, and he'll just show up in your life. Hallelujah. He knows your name. Amen, amen. You belong to him, and he knows your name. Whatever you're going through this evening, know that God, hallelujah, he knows. And our theme today, amen, is on fear not. Fear not. Amen. Fear not. We are living in an age. Amen. Amen. Where there is so much fear, so much reason. Amen. For fear. Amen. So much. We can't say that there is not a reason for fear. Amen. Amen. But amen. Amen. We don't want to be paralyzed by fear. Amen. We want to run to Jesus. Fear. Amen, amen. When fear come up on us, we're going to run to the rock of our salvation. Amen, amen, amen. We thank you. Amen and amen. And at this time, amen, amen. I'm just going to read a scripture. I'm going to read a scripture from Genesis, the 15th chapter. Amen. My head is right here. The whole time I move, I leave. Got to be a little bit more careful there with you. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Genesis 15. Amen, amen. Amen. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, what did it say? Fear not, Abram. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Amen, amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you now, God. We thank you. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We praise you for another blessed opportunity, dear God, to come before you, God. Amen. And in assembling ourselves together, Father God, where you said there are two or more, you said you'll be a God in the midst. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, because we know that you are in the midst. Amen, amen. We are calling out to you. We're calling out to you because you are our only source. You are our ultimate source. Amen, amen. We have physical sources, amen, that you have, oh, God, allowed us, oh, God. But you are our ultimate source, oh, God. And everything else fails. Oh, my God, my God. You promised, oh God, you promised to be there. You promised that you'll never leave us, oh God. You promised, amen, that we don't have to worry and we don't have to be afraid. Amen, amen, Lord. We know what your word says, oh God. Joy comes in the morning. Trouble don't last always. Amen, we are so glad, dear God, to come together one more time to give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God. Just bless your holy and precious name, God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for each and every one, oh God, that is come this evening. And we pray, oh God, for the ones, oh Father God, that would love to be on this evening, Lord God, and for whatever reason, oh God, they won't be able to, oh God. We pray for the ones, oh God, like my husband, oh God. He is Minister L.C. Alford, and I am Evangelist David Alford. Amen, amen, amen. Your host and co-host. Amen, amen. But Ella Alford is in the hospital at this time. Amen, amen. Had surgery on Wednesday. Amen, amen. Amen. He's looking to come home. Amen. He's looking to come home today. And we are just so grateful, 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 grateful. Amen, amen. And we have other sick members against, they're a part of the ministry. We have Mother Crowe. She had hip surgery and on yesterday morning, amen, in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and she's doing fine. Amen. I talked to her. She said she's not in any pain. Amen. So it's just a blessing. Amen, amen. And I know that there are others that are going through, and we just thank God for each and every one and pray God just continue to heal, save, and deliver. Amen, amen, amen. We know it's already done, but he told us to ask. Asking means that we have faith and confidence in what he had asked us to do, that he can do. Amen. So we just thank you once again. Amen. And right now, amen, amen, amen. I want to, amen, say, Lord, I thank you for it all. Amen. We want to just say, give the Lord a little thanks and a little praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'll thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. Yeah, there's more. We thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. For I just want to thank, hallelujah, I just want to thank, I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen, 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 amen. And we're just going to go right on into Children's Corner. Amen, amen. We are going to the Children's Corner. Amen, amen. And we want to know who we have. Amen. That's going to be with us today. Who are we going to have with us today? Oh, man, amen, amen. Do I have by show of name? Tell me who are we going to have with us? Okay, amen. Brother Harold, you want to come first?
Yes.
Come in your own way, Brother Harold. Thank God for the children. Amen.
Dear God, and give us glory to him for the hour of his judgment. It comes and worship him that made heaven and earth.
Amen, amen. He says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth. Revelation 14 and 7. Amen, amen, amen. All right, who do we have next? Brother Keyshawn London, come forth, sweetie pie. Speak up so I can hear you, so they can hear you well. They can hear you loudly, you know. Speak up. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. How many know God loves us today? I don't want us to fear anything. Amen. We wait on Brother London. Come for it, Brother London.
Holy Spirit,
please come.
Holy Spirit, please come. Down upon this soul of mine. Word of God and unworldly. My spirit to myself. Holy Spirit, love the one, low within this heart of mine. Kindly kindle every high desire, hurt, help, God, desire. Holy Spirit, power divine. Filled and nervous to the world of mine. Strength that I know from the earth. Every day, and love and strive.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother T. Sharp, London. Amen, amen. And right now, we're going to have Sister Peggy Barnes to come forth and pray for the children and come in her own, encourage the children and come in her own way. Amen. I mean, I know she has something to do, so we're going to let her come first. Amen. Then we'll continue on with the Children's Corner. Sister Peggy Barnes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm not quite ready yet. I'm sorry. I'm traveling.
So you're not ready? Okay. Okay. Huh? You go ahead on and sing your song while Mother Peggy's getting ready. Go ahead on and sing your song.
I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. He tells me of my Savior's love, who died to set me free. It tells me all this precious blood, a sinner's perfectly. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me. Because he first loved me.
Amen. Amen. Y'all bless the children. Amen. 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 I want to ask this, is Sister Peggy ready at this time? Amen. Amen. Uh-huh. Let me know when you're ready, Sister Peggy. Come on, we're going to have our little baby, Zaylee, come forth. Amen. Come on, Zaylee, what you going to do?
I'm going
to be singing. All right, come forth.
When there is power in the name of Jesus, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. We pray, 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 pray.
And it seems that we are dark. Doors are shut. Things are rough. See, nobody can. The devil is a liar. He's a deceiver too. God is not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. So don't you ever, don't you never ever give up, because God promised, he promised he would do. God, he's not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. God, he's not through blessing you. So don't you ever, don't you never give up, because my God promised, he promised he would do. God, he's not through blessing you. You've been waiting on a deliverer. It seems it just won't come. Body is sick, pain's everywhere. It seems nobody cares. But the devil, he's a liar, and he's a deceiver too. God is not through. God, God, my God, he's not through blessing you. God is not through blessing you. My God, he's not through blessing you. So don't you ever, don't you ever, ever, never, never give up, because my God, he promised, he promised he would do. God, my God, he's not through blessing you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, bless his name. Thank you. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Lord. God is not.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you.
Friend of me.
You are safe.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Good evening, everyone. I'm going to do a prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you, Lord God, have made. We will rejoice and be glad in the Heavenly Father. Thank you for this mind, Lord God. Thank you for blessing this mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing Nancy Zeta and her husband, Mr. L.C. Father God, thank you for strengthening them through these trying times, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing each one and everyone that's on this line to make up this conversation this evening. Father God, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for blessing Minister Vivian, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you for keeping her covered, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing each and every one, Lord God, on this line in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing their children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing their parents, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for just covering them with your precious blood in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, and we love you and we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Mm-hmm. In Jesus, that's the wonderful name we pray. Mm-hmm. Amen, and thank you, Lord.
Amen. And thank you, Minister Richardson. Amen. 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 Do we have Mother Regina Smith? Do we have Mother Regina?
Yes, I'm on.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Come for my mother.
Mary, what'd you say?
I said, come forth in your own way.
Oh, okay. I'm going to read a scripture. Good evening, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And thank the Lord for being able to get on this evening. And thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on, and plus Sister Zadie and the children. I've been enjoying the children and that beautiful song that was sang in the beautiful prayer. My scripture is coming from 133rd vision of song. Behold, how good and in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment. As the Jew of Hermon, and as the Jew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. But there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life to everyone, ever, forevermore. And the 134th Psalm. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stands in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary, and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. And that's it. Entire 133 and 134 division of song. And Father God, we thank you this evening, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for carrying us all through this day. We thank you, Father God, for this day, because we know this is the day that you had made. And let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for your grace, and we thank you for your mercy, Father God. We thank you for everyone that's on the line, Father God, tonight. We thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. Oh, thank you, Father God, for keeping us, Father God, seeing for all of us when we can't see for ourselves, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the children tonight, Father God, that get on that. And not ashamed. They get on there and sing their song. Whatever they have to do, Lord, we thank you for every one of them. And Father God, thank you, Father God, for Sister Zadie. This, she keep on trying. She keep on with them. Oh, Father God, that's what we all need to do. And I would love to be able to do it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for tonight. Thank you. Lord, we love you, we need you, and we can't get along without you, Father God. Father, remembering the sick and shut in everywhere, bereaved families everywhere, Father God. Oh, go with us all and stand by us and have mercy on all of us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, lives forever. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, amen. I have another youngster, or I have another youth that has come in and wants to participate. We're going to allow her a moment before Minister Mims come, if you don't mind, Minister Mims. Okay, what's your name?
Zalee.
Zalee. Come forward, Zalee.
I'm heavy. How be our name? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive our debtors. And we give them.
Amen. God bless me. That's my baby of the bunch as far as girls are concerned. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My God. My God. Now, thank you. And now, hey, Minister Mims, are you on the call? Minister Mims. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I see a 5797. Oh, Lord, I'm thinking that Minister Mims, but that's Mother Minister Pastor George. Amen, amen. But when Pastor George comes, we're going to have a Shayla that comes, not a Shayla, what is my baby in Texas name? Rishay. Rishay, how to come to us. Amen. Amen. Come to us, Shayla, in your own ways. And following her again, we'll have Minister Pastor George. Amen. Rishay, can you hear me?
Oh, I thought you said Rishayla, I'm sorry.
Rishayla is not there. I met you, but
okay, yes, ma'am. Good night, everyone. I'm happy to be here tonight, calling from Arlington, Texas. I'm giving obedience to God and everybody else is on this line, and also to my grandmother. I'm about to present Yolanda Adams. Open up my heart.
Alone in a room, it's just me and you. I feel so alone, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now, if what about you, the wrong thing to do, I'm so afraid I'm disappointing you, so I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today, when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure. I open up my heart. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. My hopes and dreams are facing back. I'm all burned out, and I don't think my strength's gonna last. So I'm crying out to you, Lord. I know that you're the only one who is able to pull me through. So I know I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance.
Yes.
Especially today, when my life is so cloudy, God, guide me until I'm sure. I open up my eyes. Oh, oh yeah, oh yeah. So show me how to do things your way. Don't let me make the same mistake over and over again. Your will be done, and I'll be the one to make sure that it's carried out. And in me, I don't want any doubt. That's why I want to talk to you. Yes, I do. And ask you for your guidance, especially today, when my life seems just a little bit cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure. I open up my heart. All I need to do is hear a single word from you. I open up my heart. Guide me until I'm sure. I open up my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, y'all, get out of here. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Praise God, baby. Amen. 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 Praise God for my grandbaby. Amen. Amen. Mercy, God. Amen. Come forth in your own way. Amen. I know you're coming forth in your own way, but I wish you would say a little prayer, a general prayer. And I have a request. Would you mind taking a request for me? Minister George?
Yes, yes.
Would you mind praying over a prayer request for me?
Sure, I will.
Yes, ma'am. And whatever you had, attempted to forget as also. But I have on my prayer.
I didn't understand. This phone was breaking up. What were you saying?
Yeah, I said you go on with your initial presentation and pray over the prayer list for me. And I have one see my husband. Amen. He's waiting to be discharged from the hospital. Amen. He had surgery on Wednesday, I believe it was. Amen. It's emergency surgery. And he's doing fine. That's a good report. And our mother called. Amen. She had surgery on yesterday morning. Amen. And
who was that?
Yesterday.
Mother who?
Mother Coward that comes on our line. She don't always say anything, but sometimes she does come on and pray sometimes. Amen.
Okay.
And she's actually my husband's cousin. You know, here I mentioned my cousin. But anyway,
nope.
My brother Gary, he's on the ventilator. He's got a bad case of pneumonia and other issues. And so he's on the ventilator right now. So we're praying that, amen, that he'll be okay. Like I said, we're praying that he'll be okay. And anyone else have a prayer request you may present to him at this time? Amen.
Sister Zadie, this is Mother Wynn. I'm asking for prayer for a friend of mine that's having a bad experience in her marriage, and pray that God change things in that marriage and that it could be resolved with the problems that they have. She's going through what she is with her husband.
Her name is Mother Wynn. Amen. Mother Wynn. Prayer request. Anyone else have a prayer request? Okay, if no one else, then you may go forth, Minister Vivian.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy tonight. As I was sitting here and listening to everyone, praise God, the Lord spoke to me and says, how we love to call upon his name, how we love to hear his name, how we love him to hear us, and we acknowledge him. And that little song came to me. It said, there is a name, hallelujah, praise God, I love to hear. I love to call his name. Now, that's powerful. That is powerful. And that little song goes like that. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing his word. It sounds like music in my ear. Glory to God. It's the sweetest name I know. There is no other name, hallelujah, under the sun, in heaven or on earth, as sweet is that name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you, if you don't love to hear that name call, you better go back and call on him again, because that's the sweetest name. Lord, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Again, I say, there is a name. There is a name. And there is no other name like the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And we should love to hear that name anytime, anywhere. Be ready to hear that name. Listen to that name. Listen to him calling. Listen to him building us up in our most holy faith, that we be able to stand in the midst of every trial, in every situation that the enemy tries to throw at us, and stand firm and know that there is no God like our God, because his name is more powerful. Praise God. Most powerful name in all the earth. Praise God. Let's pray for the prayer request. Praise God. Just keep that in mind, because God quickened my heart tonight as I heard everybody calling and singing and praising God, the most wonderful name, praise God. Father, Hashikama, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, yes, God, that we can call upon your name, that we can hear, oh, God, Father, God, when you speak, God. We thank you, Lord, God, for every prayer request spoken and unknown, God. And, Lord, as we, oh, God, look upon these names, oh, God, that has been brought before us tonight, God, touch Brother LC, God. One more time you've done it, God. Yes, it's you, Jesus, the healer. Allah, la, my. Hey, yes, the mighty deliverer, the awesome God. Hallelujah. You are, oh, God, the one that's bringing him through, God. You keep doing, you keep showing yourself mightily in his behalf, oh God. Let the Holy Spirit, God, you, oh God, you kept him for a purpose and a reason, God. Let your spirit, God, speak through him, move through him, oh God. Let him meditate, God, continually upon you. And say, Lord, here I am, open before you, oh God. Speak to my heart, God. Oh, God, Father God. Oh, remove every dead thing from around him, God. Let his eyes see nothing but you, Lord. Father God, move in and through him and out him in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. Oh, Father God, yes, God, from Mother Powell. Oh, Father God, that had surgery as well. God, stitch every piece back together. Oh, God, Father God, let the Holy Spirit, Jesus, hallelujah, let the Holy Spirit, oh, God, fasten her, heal her. I call upon the healer again in the name of Jesus. There's virtue. Oh, God, Father. Coming from you, I must say, all healing virtue comes from the Lord. The devil don't want you to be healed, but God said yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God said yes, nothing else cannot stand. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the healing virtue. Moving him through and out, oh God. Thank you for Brother Gary, God. Remove and cleanse all pneumonia from him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we calling up on the healer again, God. Oh, Father, in the name, in your name, oh God, that powerful name. Oh, God, cleanse him through and through. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God. For Mother Wynn, the lady that she called out, has a bad marriage, God. God, you ordained marriages, God. God, if you were, that was the first thing you instituted in the garden, that man and woman should be together. Father God, give them a love, God. Remove every dead thing, God, that's hindering them. God, give them a love for one another like they never had even before they got married, God. Give them a love, God, for you, and then that love passes on down through them, oh God. And they can't help but look at each other and love each other in spite of God. And God, you will remove all the evil forces that's trying to come against this marriage, because we taking authority over tonight in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. God, oh God, teach them how to love one another, because they don't know. That's why they're going through and letting the devil beat up on them. God, oh Father God, take them in your arms, oh God. Rock them in, oh God, hallelujah. Show them, oh God. Let them feel your love first, oh God. And Lord, Father God, they won't give up on love. And thank you, Father God, oh God, for your awesome and mighty love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Back to you, Minister Zadie.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. And right now, amen. Do we, I think I see another young people on the line. Do we have any more young people come to the line? Do we have any more young people come? Who we have?
Zaya.
So, Zaya, what you want to present today? Come forward, sweetie.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. Don't no one join me, still I will follow. Don't no one join me, still I will follow. Don't no one join me, till I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross is for me. The world behind me, the cross
Otherwise, they're going to let Mother Wynn come. Amen. We're going to have Mother Wynn to come at this time. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, my sister, and all of the ones that's on the line today. Enjoyed everything. Beautiful prayer, the song. And the children going forth, my God, being groomed, amen, to know how, like she said, she decided to follow Jesus. And if you're following anybody else, you're following the wrong person. That's the one that will lead us in the righteousness of God, amen. We are teaching them how to live and how to make a preparation for the life to come after this life here. And that's what we're living for. And for that reason, amen, we have to know what to do, amen, and be able to reign in the next life. This is not all the life what we have here. God has a prepared place for prepared people. And if we don't prepare ourselves, we will not be able to go to the place that he's prepared for us. And I bless the Lord today. Amen. Thank God for everything that has been said and done on the line today. Because if every time that we need to worship God in the name of Jesus, with it, hallelujah, everything that's in us, we need to love the Lord with all of our heart. And the enemy is set out there to cut us down. But we can stand if we're standing with Jesus. Holding on to him, he's going to take us through the storms of life. And a little song I'm going to sing, all of my life, for the rest of my life, I'll tell him yes, Lord, for he gave to me, yes, he did, thy great salvation. And I'll tell him, yes, Lord, yeah, yes, Lord, for the rest of my days. I'll tell him, thank you, for the rest of my days. I'll say, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for he gave to me, yes, he did, of thy grace. Salvation, and I tell him, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, all of my life, I'm going to praise him for the rest of my life. I'm going to praise the Lord, for he gave to me. Yes, he did, thy great salvation. And I'll say, yes, Lord, hallelujah, yes, Lord, yeah, yes, Lord, hallelujah, amen. We want to tell the Lord yes. And everything.
Yes, 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 Lord.
We want to say yes, Lord. Whatever it is, we say yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen, amen. We are praying the Lord. Yes, amen, amen. And like I was saying, amen, thank you, Mother. And like I said, our theme for the day is fear not. We are living in an age. Amen, amen. So we have reason to fear. But we got it through Christ, our Lord, through God. Amen. I'm going to look at Genesis 15 and 1. And I read that in my devotion, 15 and 1, Genesis 15 and 1. Amen, amen. For, I'm sorry about that. Jesus, not Jesus. Amen, amen. Let me read it. Amen. And it says again, some time later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, "Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you, and your reward will be great." Amen. And it says, why would Abram be afraid? Perhaps he feared revenge from the king, he had just defeated. In Genesis 14 and 15, God gave him two good reasons for courage. He promised to protect Abram. That's a good reason for us to have courage. He promised to protect him, and his promises is for us today. Amen? He promised a great reward to Abram. Amen. Amen. When you fear what lies ahead, remember that God stays with you through difficult times and that he has promised you great blessings. Amen. Remember, amen, don't be afraid. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Amen. And it says right here, in Genesis 46 and 3 and 4, that it is normal, but shouldn't paralyze us. Fear is normal, amen, but don't let it paralyze us. That's what we got to remember. Amen. Fear will come. Amen. It says, amen, amen, in chapter 46, verses 3 and 4, and it said, "I am God, the God of your father." The voice that said, "Do not be afraid to go down in Egypt, for there I will make your family into a great nation." Amen. The same voice is speaking to us today. "I am voice, the Lord God." Amen. Verse 4 says, I will go with you down to Egypt, and I will bring you back again. And it also, in the end of it just said, "But you will die in Egypt. You will die in Egypt with Joseph attending you." Now, that was meant for Joseph personally, but the same thing still applies to us. Amen. Some of us is going to die on the battlefield. Some of us going to die, but our children is still going to inherit what God had bestowed for us. Amen? Amen. But that was for them back then. Jacob died. Let me read this right here. Amen. God told Jacob to leave his home and travel to a strange and faraway land. But God assured him by promising to go with him and take care of him. And looking at this one, when new situations or surroundings frighten you, recognize fear is normal. To be paralyzed by fear, however, is an indication that you question God's ability to take care of you. And we don't want to do that. We want to have faith moves fear. Faith take away the fear. We have to build, amen, our faith, amen. We have to build our faith
Amen. Work on our faith. Amen. Not just hearing the word, but we want to do this word. Amen. We want to be strong. We don't want to faint in time. Amen. Of adversity. Amen. 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 Genesis 20 and 20 says, through the Bible, we find this phrase, don't be afraid. God wasn't trying to scare the people. He was showing his mighty power so the Israelites would know he was the true God and would therefore obey him. God wants us to obey him. Amen. A lot of these calamities are coming. They got something called now the monkey pop. We done had all kind of plagues and things plaguing our nations. Amen. But God is not trying to, he don't want us to be afraid. He don't want us to be scared, paralyzed, just go so scared. He wants us to repent and turn from our evil ways and trust him wholeheartedly. Amen. Amen. That's what God is. That's what he wants from us. The same thing. Amen. He's the same God. Amen. 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 If he was trying, he wasn't trying to scare. He was showing his mighty power so the Israelites would know, excuse me, that he is the true God. Amen. And they would therefore obey him. If they would do this, he would make his power available to them. If we do that, he will make his power available to us. So we don't have to fear. God wants us to follow him out of love rather than fear. Amen. He don't want us to be afraid of him. To overcome fear, we must think more about his love. Amen. 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love expels all fear. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that we can be confident in your word, oh God. We can hold fast to your word. We don't have to be fearful, oh God, and not unbelieving, oh God, God. We can trust your whole heart, oh God, God. So, oh God, some we may be weak, your strength is where we are weak. Build us up, oh God, in the faith, in the most holy faith, oh God. Amen, that we'll be able, oh God, to stand, oh Father God, and encourage, continue to encourage, oh God. We want to edify one another. Amen, amen. And help us, God, to bless each and every one that's on the line. Oh, Father God, I thank you for everything that has transpired. Amen. We love you, and we give you all the glory, honor, and the praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Be back next Saturday. No. Next Saturday, I will not be on the call. Next Saturday, my son will be celebrating his birthday, and I'll be with him in New Orleans. And next Sunday, I'll be celebrating my birthday, and we'll be up in Tylertown, Mississippi, if the Lord spares life and everything goes well. Amen. So y'all pray for us. If the Lord bless me to see tomorrow, I'll be 70 years old, and I thank God for 3, 4, and 10 years. Amen. Amen, amen. So I just thank God for you all and continue to pray for just show up outreach ministries, and we'll be praying for you and your ministries. Amen, and you individually. Amen, amen. So you all are invited to the birthday party. If you haven't got an invitation, call me, inbox me, however you know how to get in touch with me, because I would love to see you there. Amen, amen, amen. So some on the corner already is living in Tylertown. So, you know, I'm looking for you, my silent listeners. I love y'all. I love y'all. And thank you. And be back here tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock for Minister George. And on Friday evening for Minister Janice. Amen. We love y'all. I want to say good night and thanks again.
Good night.
Good night.
Love y'all.
Love you all. Love my baby.
I love you. I love you. Good night.